Reagan, R-A-I-G-E-N, Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, 11096, it is 2017. Epigastric pain. Our patient is a rather obese 27-year-old woman with Hashimoto thyroiditis and anxiety who comes in today with long-standing history of epigastric pain and dyspepsia, period. In the paragraph, over the weekend, she had a hard time because of her diet, and she says things get worse when she eats fatty food, period. In the paragraph, she's been diagnosed with a biliary colic since 2021, but has never been given any medications and or had a HIDA scan done. She's had numerous CTs and ultrasounds of the abdomen, which have been negative, period. Medication level thyroxine and Zoloft, both 100 milligrams. Surgery, PCOS, Hashimoto thyroiditis, and hypothyroidism. Surgery, none. Social, married, has one child, last period, 210. 23, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She called him up to my dad. She has no contact with him, so she doesn't know anything about him. She's alert. She's awake. She's in no distress. She weighs 273 pounds, 99%, 97.7, 16, 69, 123 over 75. Also put a review of system. Positive epigastric pain, positive gassy abdomen, positive dizziness, positive history of thyroid / Hashimoto thyroiditis, positive feeling like there's a big lump in her throat. Positive dizziness, heart positive, some positive, two lungs in clear, abdomen, positive epigastric pain, neck, shows no JVD, shows no rash, or mucosal contamination. Number one, epigastric pain. Number two, history of biliary colic. Number three, really she needs is with CCK stimulation. Next number, we'll do an H. pylori. First, put her on Nexium 40 milligram. Come back in 2 weeks. If not better, we'll order the CCK HIDA scan at that time. Next number, blood work up to date. Next number, thyroid's up to date. Next number, obesity. Next number, muscular weight. Next number, because of her Hashimoto thyroiditis and dizziness. We looked at her neck and her thyroid. They were all within normal limits, including her carotid artery. Next number, I did not see any stones in the gallbladder today either. Next number is no significant evidence of PCOS needed on the pelvic ultrasound. This was done because of ultrasound of the pelvis was done because of PCOS, of course. Next number return in 2 weeks. Next number is lab. Okay, thank you.